Due to some of the recent volcanic activity that's been happening in Hawaii, some experts have actually been comparing the volcano that had happened in Guatemala, the Fuego volcano, with the Kilauea volcano that's happening in Hawaii. What's interesting about the volcano, Fuego volcano, it's like your typical volcano that looks like a mountain, and it's called a composite volcano, about 14,000 feet high. And when it erupts, it shoots about ash and dust and rocks about 47,000 feet into the air. The lava that issues forth from that volcano moves so fast, moves around 50 miles per hour. And if you don't outrun it, it can actually kill you as well, because the temperature of that lava is 1,000 degrees. Now, they compare that volcano with the Kilauea volcano that's happening in Hawaii, and it's actually only about one-third the height of those types of volcano, about 4,000 feet. When it shoots out ash and lava, it only shoots out about 250 feet into the air, because the pressure is spread out throughout the land. There's actually several vents that allows itself to cool itself off. The lava there moves about half a mile. So although it's not as explosive as the one in Fuego, the Kilauea volcano began on May 3rd. And since then, it has gone over the land and has destroyed over 700 homes. And it's still going on now. Sometimes the lava of anger is so strong that it erupts violently and with such force to move someone to commit the grave crime of murder. But sometimes the slow, brooding anger that can dwell in our hearts is like the Kilauea volcano, boiling underneath the surface and slowly destroying many homes and families in its wake. So although our emotions can have a variety of volcanic reactions, at the heart of it all is the lava of anger stirring deep within our heart. All of us experience anger to a greater or lesser degree by the end of the day, but we all have to deal with it. When we're speaking of anger, we actually need to distinguish between the initial experience of the emotion of anger and our reaction towards that emotion. It's very similar to hunger. Hunger is generally something that we experience involuntarily. It just happens to us. However, what we do with that hunger, with our power of freedom, that's what determines whether it's a sin or not, right? I can choose to, with that hunger, I can choose to eat 6 whole pizzas, or I can just choose to eat a couple of slices, right? And that's where the difference in sin comes. Likewise, with the experience of the emotion of anger, it can be, generally speaking, involuntary. Emotions happen to us, but we still have a choice to shape it with our freedom, with our free will. And we can shape it by bringing it to prayer, by having healthy outlets and expressions of anger through conversation or physical activity, instead of directing our anger towards the hatred of our brother or sister. Christian perfection consists in quenching the lava of anger within our hearts before it erupts into our lives in different ways. In the gospel, we can see Jesus actually laying out 3 levels of anger, which begin internally, which then continue to insulting our neighbor, and then culminating in calling them fools. It's really interesting, in the original manuscript, instead of saying insulting, it actually says, if you call your brother raka. And some commentators will actually say that that's a semi-expletive. So, I mean, we don't have to worry about that, right? Because we don't address people using expletives, especially on the road, right? But corresponding with each level of anger, there's actually a greater and greater level of judgment. Anger directed towards the hatred of our neighbor is a very serious sin. It could be very serious, because heaven is not about a civilization where the minimum requirement is that we don't kill one another and we simply coexist. The kingdom of heaven is about sharing the blessed union of the Trinity with one another eternally in love. So if we can scarcely put up with our brother or sister for 5 or 10 minutes, how will we spend eternity with them in the bosom of the Trinity? In the first letter of John, chapter 3, verse 15, he says this. He says, all who hate a brother or sister are murderers, and you know that murderers do not have eternal life abiding in them. And so to combat anger, we must use the weapons of meekness and humility. St. Alphonsus Liguori tells a story about a monk who passed through a cornfield, and then the owner of that field ran out. He was so furious, and he spoke to that monk in offensive and injurious language, so that a monk could feel the anger welling up within his heart. But with meekness and humility, he said, brother, you are right. I have done wrong. Pardon me. And by this answer, the man was so pleased that he instantly became calm, and he even wished to follow the monk and to enter into religion. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1 says, a mild answer breaketh wrath. We are challenged today to quench the fumes of anger with the mild waters of meekness and humility, lest our pride fuel our uncontrollable anger until it consumes us and those around us with its lava. As St. Alphonsus Liguori continues to teach us, the proud make use of the humiliations they receive to increase their pride. But the humble and the meek turn the contempt and insults offered to them into an occasion of advancing in humility.